But King Neptune, who was coming back from the Ethiopians, spotted Ulysses from far away, from the mountains of the Solymi. He could see him sailing across the sea, and this made him furious. So he shook his head and grumbled to himself, saying,
"Good heavens! So the gods have been changing their minds about Ulysses while I was away in Ethiopia, and now he is close to the land of the Phaeacians, where it is destined that he shall escape from the disasters that have struck him. Still, he will have plenty of suffering yet before he is finished with it."
Poseidon then gathered his storm clouds, seized his three-pronged spear, churned it through the ocean waters, and unleashed the fury of every wind until earth, sea, and sky disappeared beneath the clouds, and darkness burst from the heavens above. Winds from the east, south, north, and west struck him simultaneously, creating massive waves that made Odysseus lose courage. "Oh no," he said to himself in despair. "What's going to happen to me? I'm worried that Calypso was correct when she warned I would face trouble at sea before reaching home. Everything she predicted is coming true. Look how Zeus is darkening the sky with his storm clouds, and what enormous waves the winds are creating from all directions at once. I'm certainly going to die now." How fortunate, how incredibly fortunate were those Greeks who died at Troy fighting for Agamemnon and Menelaus. I wish I had been killed on that day when the Trojans were attacking me so fiercely around Achilles' corpse. Because then, I would have received a proper funeral and my fellow Greeks would have honored my memory. But now, it appears I'm heading toward the most miserable death imaginable. As he spoke, a massive wave crashed over him with such tremendous force that the raft lurched violently, and he was swept overboard far from the vessel. He released his grip on the steering oar, and the hurricane's power was so immense that it snapped the mast in half, sending both the sail and crossbeam tumbling into the churning waters. Ulysses remained submerged for what felt like an eternity, struggling with every ounce of strength to break through to the surface, weighed down by the heavy garments Calypso had provided him. Finally, he managed to thrust his head above the waves and spit out the harsh salt water that streamed down his face. Despite everything that had happened, he never lost track of his raft's location and swam toward it with all his might, grasped its edge, and hauled himself back aboard to avoid drowning.